And what a good time it was, Alan Jackson on 98Q, 8:46 on a Wednesday morning, and our first guest has arrived, so let's get the music rolling and the microphones on. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
Courtney with the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. Courtney, it's Wednesday, and I know some of the things that go on around here happen on Wednesday, so we'll touch on those, but in a more basic and general sense, what brings you in today?
I am here to talk all things Flamborama because, believe it or not, it is time already. We have Pioneer Days this weekend, and then coming up next week, we've got Harvorama on Thursday, and then we go right into Flamborama.
No. So. Nope. I refuse to accept this. This is not okay.
You got 2 days of rest built in there, though, Monday and Tuesday.
Very true. Very true. I'm actually super excited. Of course, Flamborama, for anybody who's grown up here, it's a big deal, and especially those who haven't grown up here, new to the area, it's a perfect welcome to the Northwoods for anybody who's looking for a little bit of fun at the start of August. Well, yes. Let's look at the basics. Let me get my light turned on. We do the vampire thing here in the studio, but if you've got reading material, I'll get that light turned on quick. What's it looking like this year at Flamborama?
So this year, we have a packed schedule. There is something for absolutely everyone to enjoy. Musically, we have a little bit of something for everyone. On Friday night, we have from 5 to 8, 7,000 Apart. They actually are a band that spends half the time of the year over in Europe and half the time here in Wisconsin because they are a couple that met through a student exchange program. She's from Sweden originally. So they do half the year in each place and they travel and play and they're fantastic. And then Friday night, our headliner from 8 to 11 is Ember. Many of you may have seen them at Firefest in Phillips a week ago, but they are fantastic. They bring high energy. They're going to be a really great time. Saturday, we roll into from 5 to 8, we have Relative Paradox, so the Kronbergers. If you've seen them play, you know they put on a fantastic show. They are excellent. They're very talented. It's going to be a good time. And then after them, our band for the night is That 90s Band. They played last year in an earlier time slot, and we had so many people come up to us and ask us to bring them back, and the band themselves asked to come back because they had such a good time and they loved it here. So we are having them be our main band on Saturday night from 8 until the grounds close at midnight. And Sunday, we have Robbie V joining us after the parade. So for all of those who know and love him, he is back again on Sunday after the parade.
And Robbie's second generation talent, isn't he? I don't want to give the wrong name. Was it Johnny? Johnny V?
Bobby V.
Bobby V. That's what I think I ran into I ran into another artist with some very, very grungy bluegrass music once upon a time, a guy by the name of Johnny V, and I get him mixed. But that guy was kind of clever. If you asked him what his name was, he pointed his jaw, then his knee, and he'd say Johnny V. And that's actually how he spelled it, too. But anyway, I'm getting bogged down in other music artists, but you guys have plenty for anybody who's coming looking. The genre mix is, like you said, it's music for everybody.
Yes, there's something that everyone will enjoy. And then we do have a lot of things that people can pre-register for. On Saturday, we have the Evergreen 5K is going to be at 9 a.m. You can register day of, but it is helpful if you pre-register just so we know how many runners to plan for, and it makes the whole thing go much, much faster and smoother. And that registration is open. We have it open online as well as at the chamber office. So you can pick up forms. We even have a little vestibule outside with some forms in it, so you can pick one up at any time, day or night, 24/7. The Rotary Pickleball Tournament is on Saturday starting at 10 a.m. and they have registration open as well. You can register day of, but they are capping the event at 32 teams just for sanity's sake when you're running a big tournament like that. So to make sure that you can be involved, it helps to pre-register. And then on Sunday, we have the kitty car races before the parade. If you've never seen it, it's the cutest thing ever. B&B Insurance Services puts that event on at 10:45, right before the parade starts, right down on Division. That has registration open, and they would like, it's a completely free event to be involved in, but they like to know how many kids are coming so that way everybody gets a little something to walk away with so they can be prepared. It helps to pre-register. That is available online as well as at B&B Insurance Services or at the chamber office. And then something new we're doing this year, we have a 50-50 raffle each day of Flamborama.
All right.
So Friday, we will be drawing right before the 8 o'clock band goes on. Same thing with Saturday. We'll be drawing the Saturday 50-50 right before 8 o'clock. And then on Sunday, we are going to draw during the band break for Robbie V. So come down. You can buy your tickets. We'll have our chamber booth set up down by the beer stand area. So you'll see us. We'll have signs up, but come buy your 50-50 raffle tickets.
And that'll be, as assuming things are laid out like they were in the last couple of years, we'll probably be pretty darn close to that beer spot there. That was, I was hoping that. It's like, hey, if things change, I understand that they have to, but I love hanging out with you guys right next to that. It's kind of the second bar tent that's not always used, and therefore it's subject to all kinds of randomness, and hey, we need this cooler, and people are coming and going at all times, and we get to throw some joking insults and things back and forth as we set up and help each other and borrow screwdrivers and, hey, help me hang this banner. Okay, cool. Fair enough. I absolutely love it. It's one of the underrated parts of Flamborama is just hanging out with the people in the booth next to you. But we've got plans, too. We'll be there going pretty hard on Friday night, actually. We're looking to really bring some energy on the Friday night of Flamborama, and we'll be present on Saturday, too. But I personally actually won't be. So Joel and Darla and the team will be holding it down on Saturday in underneath that Civic Media tent and just in the middle of the controlled and carefully planned chaos that is Flamborama. I can't believe it's already this part of the year, Courtney, but I'm betting you've probably already had at least one somewhat planning discussion for next year. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. We're already talking 2 years ahead even because this year's the 73rd. So as you can kind of see, as time goes on, we have a important Flamborama approaching. And these things, like bands especially book, people don't realize how far in advance bands book now. So if you want someone, you really have to be on it and be planning way, way in advance. So we've got lots of things cooking.
It was kind of funny, too. You saw me laughing at your reaction because you didn't roll your eyes at what I said, but there was a certain energy there. It was like, yes, oh my gosh, we've been doing that. It was perfect. It was almost like an eye roll minus the personal insult of it. It was just like, yeah, I was kind of foolish to ask that question because anybody I talk to, whether it's a district administrator or a business owner in the area, yeah, you guys have to be at least 6 months ahead or you're in trouble. I can't imagine how much effort's going in between you and other members of the chamber and the committees involved in doing this. But I imagine you've probably got some sponsors worth giving a shout out to because there's some organizations like the chamber that we just couldn't do this without.
Yes, and we have our diamond level sponsors we want to send a huge shout out to because they are what keeps the music playing at Flamborama. And that would be Forward Bank, Minocqua Chevrolet, and Northwoods Community Credit Union this year. And we have so many more. Super One, Park Falls Hardwoods, Dave Zesh Trucking, Lena's Northern Pines, and Lena's Bar and Grill, BW Paper Systems, Lake of the Torches Casino, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, Fiorio Wealth Advisors, Restore You, putting on the softball tournament, Michelle, Henry, their whole crew. That is such a huge undertaking, and they do a fantastic job with it. As well as we want to give a shout out to Family Worship Center for doing the safe rides for Flamborama. A lot of people might not know about that, but they are set up on Friday and Saturday nights over right by the entrance there, right in front of the community pool. The ride is completely free. You get a safe ride home. You can have a fantastic time, and you don't have to worry about a thing because there are wonderful volunteers there to give you a ride to get you safely back home. And that is sponsored by Deb Richter Law Office. So we want to give her a shout out too, because that's a really important part of Flamborama because we want everyone to be safe. And speaking of safety, also all of the city crew guys, the fire department, the police department, everybody who pitches in to help with keeping everything running smoothly, running safely. You just can't put a price on that. Those guys are fantastic. And the amount of hours the city crew guys just pitch in to help us out with things, like especially getting the grounds prepped and ready, because It's a lot of extra work, and I could not do it alone.
I don't want to be dramatic or anything, but last year during Flamborama, I kind of, you ever have one of those moments where, you know, you're in the moment, you're doing whatever you're doing, but then you get an opportunity to kind of zoom out and realize, like, it's almost like you get to view the moment from above kind of thing. Last year, I was standing there talking to Chris Cruzy and a member of his team with Officer Kohler and with one of the city guys. And I was like, how often does this get to happen? Like, yeah. it was like one of the coolest moments of the year, just because we're sitting there having a casual conversation, and there's one of everybody in that small group of people. Sure, we're all young guys, basically. But I sat there looking at us, and I was like, this is a cool group of people to exist. And it's Flamborama, it's Park Falls, it's small town. It's just people.
Yeah.
It's just people.
Well, and I saw him chatting. I walked up because I was like, oh, no, did something happen? You know, piece of equipment get broken? No, they were looking at pictures of deer and talking about family tradition of deer hunting. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yep, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. No, that's, I don't care. Pick a person, have a conversation at Flamborama, and chances are you'll find way more in common than you might ever expect. You know, every part of life is an example to relearn the lesson, don't judge a book by its cover. And I've gotten better at it, but it's just every once in a while you find yourself like, oh, I don't know what I expected. This is fantastic. And Flamborama is much the same. If you've been there before and it feels like it's overwhelmingly busy, or maybe it feels like, hey, there's not much to do, go again this year.
Yeah.
Take a different mindset. It'll be what you want it to be. It can be, if you want a busy day, you can find a busy day.
Yeah.
If you want a relaxed atmosphere, you can find it. But you just got to look for what you want. It is there, because you guys have made it. It's an event for everybody.
Well, I said, we've got like the car show, the craft show. There's something for all tastes. Like, if sitting live music might not be everyone's thing, but going to the craft show and seeing that visual art and all the cool things people have created, or going up and looking at all the amazing vehicles at the car show, that's also available. So there's something for everyone. And all the kids activities during the day. Saturday is like family day. There are so many things going on. St. Croix broadcasting contest, the credit union doing the sawdust dig and the chalk draw contest. We got the Phillips Children's Museum set up, and then the carnival kicks on in the afternoon. So there's tons of stuff happening.
Well, and you can check that schedule for yourself too if you'd like to. Parkfalls.com, and follow the links, follow the clicks. There's an event calendar, super easy to find, and a big old Flamborama button. Pink and orange are the colors this
yes.
year. Who's responsible for the visual design on the flyer and for things like this? Is this you?
That would be me. Yep.
I love them. I wanted to know. I didn't want to share an opinion first, but I absolutely love this kind of halfway between sunrise and sunset, grabbing my attention without screaming at me with 90s neon colors.
Yeah.
I do love the 90s neon colors, but hey, it feels like a pastel kind of year. Toby, who's here, bud? We must have a reality radio guest coming in the door. And in fact, I think we might. But one way or the other, we've got more guests coming for reality radio. Courtney, thank you for some time out of a busy schedule. People can go to parkfalls.com, but you guys are also active on Facebook too, correct?
Yes, we have our Facebook page. That's where we're posting lots of updates, so follow along there. And the community calendar, that's the best place for information. That has information on also the other events coming up here. Like I said, we've got Wednesday Night Live tonight and next week. Harvorama next Thursday for everyone who wants to really get in the spirit before Flamborama starts, and then moving right on in. So,
no, Harvorama, if you haven't, do it.
It's awesome.
I'm going to leave it there. If you haven't done Harvorama, go do it. And yeah, it's there are some things in life that you got to experience, and from there decide what you want to do with it. Yeah, Harvorama is on the list, and you will be going back. Courtney, thank you again. We'll chat with you again soon here on 98Q. In the meantime, we've got to give you an update from some of the most excellent sponsors who happen to be businesses we work with on 98Q. A lot of these businesses you'll see in various forms: sponsorships, donations, volunteers at Flamborama. And if you see a business with their name at Flamborama, or if you hear it on the 98Q Country airwaves, you know you've got a local organization that cares about the community. Reality Radio continues after this on 98Q.